Does your water smell weird?
I mean, I've never really smelt my water before. I only smell it when somebody if somebody drinks out of my water.
Oh.
And we don't know whose bottle is, I'm able to tell.
You're probably
based off of their breath left on it.
Because most likely you're smelling. You're smelling your breath on the
exactly. Lid. And most likely they've eaten something in the past few hours and I can smell it.
so your breath smells like ass, Matt.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I brushed my teeth before I came over and I had a Smuckers.
That's what you're smelling.
Peanut butter.
That smells like pond water.
It also is freaking pure life.
Do you watch the water guy on TikTok? He's like,
That's not good water. This is good water.
Matt, take your ointment off the table. Oh, my bad. Shit.
Is that your psoriasis ointment?
Yes, this is an ointment I take for my psoriasis. I want to say it has gotten better, but it has gotten worse since the last time I was here.
Oh, man.
Is it because this trip that you took?
I think so. I mean, in a way, I guess I was like kind of drinking during it. And so it's been inflamed. But I'm so itchy right now. It's down my side.
Oh.
It's on the inside of my arm.
Oh, man. That's really bad.
But look at the outside of my arms are better than how the outside of my arms.
Than they usually are?
Than they usually are. So
be careful, Mariah. Don't get too close.
It's not contagious.
Yeah, so. I'm no doctor, obviously. I just think that drinking doesn't help at all.
Correct. But it helps with the pain.
That's right.
It helps numb it. It doesn't
hurt. It's just really itchy, right?
Yeah. It makes me comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah.
I know, but the biggest thing is the medication that I'm on, and that seems to be working. But I am itchy, so pardon if I scratch myself.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah, just don't do it by the mic. We don't need everybody listening to hear you scratch your psoriasis off your back.
Oh.
Mariah, don't use the same.
Bubba, be careful.
Oh, right there. That's the spot.
Scratching your own back, even with one of those, doesn't feel as good as somebody else doing it.
Not at all. It's just the act of you doing it to yourself. It's just like...
Yeah.
Because you're putting all the energy into that when you should be relaxed.
Right.
You have to be relaxed in order to enjoy a massage or a back scratch.
That's kind of like people say if you fan yourself, you end up getting hotter.
Yeah.
Because you're using the energy to do this.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels good in the moment, then you stop and you just worked out.
Because you're doing this much movement with your wrist.
Continuously.
I guess it like raises your heart rate. Something about like doing that, putting the energy and effort into that.
I sweat when I'm just standing still. So I get it.
Have you heard that thing about running in the rain? That if you run in the rain, you will get more wet than if you walk in the rain.
Yeah.
They did this on Mythbusters. So they basically had a wetsuit that they put on to like capture the water.
Yep.
They had a person who walked in the rain and then they measured the wetsuit after it to see if it was heavier than if a person who ran in the rain. And if you run in the rain, you get more wet
because you're catching
you're running,
it in the front.
You're running into more rain drops.
Oh,
when you're walking slow, it's just dropping past you. Yeah, at the top.
Cool.
It's pretty simple when you think about it. Actually.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I know, but then you feel like the asshole when it's actually raining and like people are running. You're like, actually, guys, if we slow down, everyone's like, shut up.
Just run.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Well, that's good. Yeah, guys, so don't run in the rain, walk.
Right. Yeah. It's also more dangerous. It's slippery. Just saying. All right. You ready for this?
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
It's coffee time, baby. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're unfiltered. Welcome back. Welcome back on this Monday and Tuesday morning. Hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful morning and a wonderful day. Oops. I forgot to turn off my phone.
That is okay, Zane.
That's my financial advisor. He said that we're not doing very well this month.
He said, cancel the cards. You can't use them anymore. It's not been a good month.
He's very transparent with me. When he says, when I'm not having a good month, he goes, Zane, you're not having a good month.
He phrases it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, you're performing less than you did last month.
We're not on like track.
That's too professional. I don't like that. Yeah, you have to be straightforward with me. You know how I am.
Okay, sure. But I know how you get mood-wise. So I just need to cradle it a little bit better.
Probably not the best text to read right before going into this.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
That's all right.
No, it's good. It's good. It's fine.
We'll pick it up. Please watch this episode, guys, all the way through.
Oh, we haven't recorded. It feels like we haven't recorded in a long time, but it really feels like we just recorded, which is
because it truly has been like 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks. You've been gone for a lot. You took that break and you ran with it, baby.
I did.
Ran with it.
I just didn't want to come back for 2 days, you know, because we were going to Alabama for Hangout Fest. Patricia got a brand deal, which I was so happy about.
Okay.
You know, I get to be the plus one. I get to enjoy. And then we are already going to stay in Alabama the next weekend. So we stayed.
Good trip.
Yeah. Good trip. Hangout Fest on the beach. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
just a very itchy trip.
It was a very itchy trip, but I had a good time. I wish I had like something fucking crazy to say, but it may come to me.
That's all right. Take your time.
Yeah. You're probably drinking too. So it'll come to you in those moments.
Correct.
You know, you forgot a lot of things.
Correct. Happening.
I haven't seen you guys since before we left for Pennsylvania, right?
That's right. Y'all left for PA.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot you even
that left. Feels like so long ago.
That did feel like a really long time ago.
We went for a, 5-year-old's wedding.
It was the most extravagant thing
I've ever seen.
Everybody thought it was a wedding and they were so confused.
Mara, I was hollering when I was watching your stories. What the hell was going on so it was a birthday or what was it?
It was a communion.
It was a communion. So he's in second grade.
Second grade and got all that? How much is something like that?
It would be nice. That was more than a lot of weddings I've been to.
Yeah.
That is a traditional Staten Island Italian Catholic party.
Shit.
So that's normal. What? Yeah. Like all those stories with the tug of war in the middle of the ballroom and the fucking magician with the birds, that's all normal. Or something like that.
We have videos of all our communions with the same, probably the same DJ, same, like it's, you, doing the same thing. The same people.
There was other communions going on in the same like complex that we were at, and they were literally just as extravagant.
Yeah.
They had these like smoke guns that were like shooting out like.
Oh, like.
Like fog machines that were supposed to be on the ground.
Kids were just like spraying it. It was unreal.
And this is for receiving the body of Christ for the first time.
I know. Y'all celebrate for Jesus. Yo, he was having the time of his life up there.
Yeah, I didn't get a party at all for my communion.
I think I was the only person who really didn't. Because mine was in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
I went bowling for my communion party. But that's probably because God knew I wasn't going to get confirmed in the end. You know what I mean?
That's two different things.
No, I know, but I never got confirmed. I did two and didn't get confirmed.
That's
so
funny.
I think God was like, we're not going to give you a good party because you're not going to make it through. Because you're never committed to anything.
At this place, it's just like a bunch of different rooms and different parties are going on. So we had our party. And then my dad, of course, recognized somebody from the other party. So he texted him and said, hey, are you at this place right now? And the guy texted back, yeah, who's this? And my dad said, meet me in the lobby. And I was like, that's
I wouldn't
like,
I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, but first of all, you're in Staten Island and that's like mob energy. Like, don't do that. So wait,
where you started, he just got a random, you said text?
He texted.
My dad texted his friend that he saw.
Got
and
it, okay.
He hasn't seen this guy in 25 years.
Okay, all right.
So he recognized him and he met in the lobby and they freaked out. And of course, they wanted to meet my dad's kids. So we all had to go to this other. So now we're partying with both people. And we're at this stranger's party, and it was cool. Like, the grandson of him actually ended up knowing who me and Heath were, and the guy was so confused.
He was like, what?
Wait, I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, I was so confused.
You should have opened that wall. You know how they in schools, they'll have that wall?
That's a wall.
You should have opened that bitch up, make it a fucking giant ball fucking...
It was really, really fun. Good food, good favors. Loaves of bread and bottles of wine.
They were like colored birds, though. Did they have like some doves that were yellow and pink?
It was a magician. He was really good, but he...
We all called him the
it's a little inhuman.
We all called him the cocaine magician because he was just like this.
He didn't say a word. He just...
And was just, didn't talk at all, but he just had like, just kind of like super jittery and like, it was interesting.
It was hysterical.
But he was incredible though.
Yeah, he was he had one bird and then you blink and he literally grabbed it and then two came out.
Did you record one when he was doing a trick or you didn't? You just recorded him playing with the birds?
Yeah, I have plenty of videos of him doing tricks. He was good. He was really good. But it was
grabbing the kids' heads and like spinning their heads.
So I loved all the accents though. Like, was that your aunt? Like
that was my cousin.
Your cousin.
So you can tell that was her cousin, not aunt. She was way too young.
So
I don't know.
My oldest cousin, Tiffany. She's the oldest of the group. It was her son's communion.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, and I told Heath that I was like, this is the first communion for all the cousins' kids. So you have to, Now you have to go through at least 30 more of these.
Oh, man. And wow. The bar has been set. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The, definitely very, like, traditional.
We got to beat birds, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
And you have to, and now you got to go to every single one, right? All 30?
Oh, of course. You can't miss it.
Yeah. Did you have anything like that?
No, like that? Absolutely. No way.
For your faith?
in the Muslim religion.
Yeah.
No, nothing like... Nothing that I've experienced usually.
There was nothing like there wasn't an age break you became a man or anything.
No, I think that happens when you're when you get. Can you remind me?
You told me about a tradition that happens because you had that. I don't remember the name of it, but it was that like white outfit in the back of your trunk one time. And you were like, oh, I have to wear this when I go to these type of like.
Just weddings.
Oh, that's just for weddings.
Yeah, just weddings. Oh, okay. Like when.
You wear white to a wedding?
No. When you go to a wedding, it's actually...
He's in a full, like, bridal gown.
It's the complete opposite of, like, a normal wedding. It's actually very colorful. People are wearing all different types of colors. And
oh, cool.
The what I've seen, the bride is usually in, like, either a dark maroon or... By the way, this is like a, these are like Pakistani weddings I'm talking about, not like really Muslim weddings. Okay. This is just the weddings that I've like experienced as a kid.
Yeah.
Because my stepmom is Pakistani and we'd always go to those weddings. But on my dad's side, Arab weddings, I really never experienced, or not that I remember of, any Arab weddings. But Arab weddings, I've seen a lot of Arab weddings where it's like, you know, like almost like a normal wedding. You know, everybody
does it different. Yeah.
Everybody. That's the one where I was telling you that they separate the men and the woman.
Oh, so, right. I remember that. So
you don't even see any woman when you go to the wedding. You see just the groom and all the men.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really so interesting. I was young too, so I was confused.
Have you ever crashed a wedding?
No, I feel like is that people actually do that? It's possible.
Yeah. Actually, I have.
You have?
You crashed a wedding?
Well, yeah, Natalie's friend's wedding. We were never invited.
Oh, yeah.
We were never invited. We were sitting in the hotel room. Natalie's like, don't come. Don't come. You're not like, because we just showed up. To, I forget what city we were in, but me, Jason, and Susie, we all fucking went out shopping, bought expensive outfits for this wedding, but come to find out, we weren't even fucking invited to this wedding.
Well, so also, David does do that thing like, no, just come, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that weddings, like, there are plates for people, there are seats, like, they are paying per person, so it's
exactly.
Like...
Exactly. So we had to sit there for, like, 2 hours. Just in the hotel room, we're like... We're doing here. It was really depressing. And then we just went. We're like, fuck it. And by that time, the bride was drunk as shit. And
you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just gotta wait till they're drunk.
How would you get away with that with a stranger though? Because there are seating arrangements and everybody has a name tag.
Everyone's up.
You just wait till like the dancing.
Wait
like,
till the food's done.
Over. Yeah. It's at the very end.
And just say you're Uncle Ted's kids, you know? No one's like ever gonna question. Like, well, wait, who are you?
Because even at your wedding, you're not gonna really question anybody that's there.
I feel like I would.
Not really. Just think about it. Think about like all the different people that are coming from her side and your side. You're not gonna really know.
I guess if you do like there. Plus ones there, and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Right, yeah.
There will be people at your wedding who you have never seen before. Isn't that wild?
That is weird.
Because your plus one could be anybody.
Right.
I bet your wedding must be exhausting though. All the small talk though, you have to like.
Oh yeah.
Thank you so much.
You look beautiful. Thank you.
You guys from Columbus?
Thank you guys for coming.
Oh wow.
You know the table where the bride and the groom sit table? Yeah. I would just be there the whole time.
Yeah,
just
I'm not getting up.
And everybody wants to take a picture with you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh my
crazy.
God.
Oh yeah,
that does seem stressful.
Yeah. You know what I just saw on TikTok? Somebody had it at their wedding. It was like a phone thing where you get.
I love that.
I think it's so cute.
Describe what it is.
So this is the TikTok that I saw. It's pretty much a phone that's like hooked on a thing, like one of the old school phones. Mm-hmm. And they had it at a table at a wedding, and people just come throughout the night and pick up the phone and leave a little voicemail, and then you save it.
It's a guest book. Oh, but cute. A phone.
It's
audio.
And they'll listen to it probably in like. 10, 20 years.
Yeah, they're putting it at the intro of like a rap album or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, hey, this is your Aunt Marge. Just want to say I've always believed in you. Cheers to you guys. Love you.
Oh, yeah. I remember my best friend in Florida, Austin, he had his bar mitzvah and he told me how much he made.
How much?
It was like 11 grand or something.
What?
You can make that. And it, that's what.
And I was like,
I'm getting
you
communitized.
No. That's your bar mitzvah.
I was freaking. I remember getting pissed. I was like, I need to be Jewish. I was like, I need to have one of these. Why do I not have something like that?
Some of it will go back to paying off of the bar mitzvah too. That's like true. What you had spent for the party.
Oh, really? It does? I thought it was just but a gift
his,
for you.
His parents let him keep that shit.
Yeah, I feel like most parents will let him keep it.
I feel like that's such like a trope in like kids movies where it's like, oh, I gotta get my bar mitzvah money. Or like, do we have any money? Let's pull together. It's like, well, I have some in my bar mitzvah. Yeah. From my bar mitzvah.
Dude, especially when you're that young, that money goes a long fucking way, man.
Oh, are you kidding
me? You're good for the next 3 years with that money.
I didn't see that much money until this year.
That's a lot.
Do you have to,
that's
crazy. Do you have to file like taxes for that shit? Like,
right? Like,
yeah. Do they? Or is because it's a gift?
Kids these days are smart because they're on TikTok. I feel like immediately cash it out so he doesn't pay taxes.
Back then, I feel like people were leaving cash in the envelopes.
It was cash, yeah.
I feel like we need to normalize that for like non-Jewish culture, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd give your kid $100 if you gave my kid $100, so we kind of keep that.
Yeah.
Keep that going.
I like that.
And then you're also just breaking even.
I guess at the end of the day, I don't know.
But it's going to your kids. It's like a fun way to like
give your kids money without giving them money. I always think about that with Christmas presents. I'm like, I'm spending this money to give people gifts, but then like it's kind of like I'm buying it for myself. Like
yes, in a way,
I'm buying myself mystery presents.
But the better you gift that one person, the better gift you're gonna get back. So it's almost like a
But you have to wait a year because they have to see what you got them, and they're gonna be like, oh, he gave me this last year. Now I gotta go.
It's like a
something.
Fun little challenge.
Yeah.
I would hate if someone bought me something super fucking core expensive. Because I'm the worst at gift
giving.
Because
then you're like,
giving.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't even know what to get my mom every year.
Speaking
it's
of
so
gift
hard.
Giving, I have a gift to give you right now.
You have the gift for me? You got a gift for me?
I have a gift
you
for
you. You got the gift for me?
Yeah.
What's the gift?
Here, close your eyes. You close your eyes too.
Me and Matt Curry, it's Miss Juicy, baby.
She's doing much better now, by the way.
We all bouncing up.
We all.
So this is something that I made for you special, and I want you to have it, Zane. As a token.
It's a big pile of shit. It's my token to you. When should I open my eyes?
Here, bring it in.
This Jordan's going to be mooning it.
You can open your eyes. Turn and look.
Whoa!
Whoa! Who made that?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You went to a rug factory?
No, he did it in the backyard.
I bought a carpet gun.
Shut up!
Yeah.
I have been so close to buying one of those. You own one now.
Uh-huh. Wait, I made it.
Don't look at the back.
It's got.
He wants to see the back.
It's got glue on it, so it's hardening right now. But I worked on this all fucking day.
Yeah. Did you? Oh, wait, it took you one day to do this?
Yeah.
Dude!
That's fast.
Which is not normal.
That's so cool. You own one now so we can make rugs?
Yeah. So we bought the yarn for it.
How's it
and
look
then you
on the ground?
You load, yeah, put it.
Oh, this will look great on the set.
Oh, cute.
Whoa.
Did you have to get a projector to project it onto?
So yeah, so you, I blew up the image and I projected it on the, So the hardest part is you have to build a wooden frame out.
Yes. You had to build that or did you buy one?
Me and Jordan.
That
and then
ass,
you
guys.
take the canvas and then you stretch it over and then you have to nail the canvas all around the box and you have to make it super tight. Then I shot the projection onto it and then I outlined the Cremota symbol and then pulled it off and then you set it up and then you put the yarn in for the color that you want and then you take the carpet gun and you have to go and you literally are sewing it in.
I love rug TikTok. I've watched people make these all the time. And then you have at the end of it, you have to shave it kind of down, right, to even it out. Like
you
on
can
the other
if
side.
You want to get like level like layers or however you want to do it.
That looks great.
How long did the whole thing take? Like from the moment after you scan or traced it, like the moment you hit the gun to the canvas, how long?
I honestly think like 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a while.
Did you fuck up at all? Was you like shit?
No, surprisingly there was definitely a learning curve. By the end of it, my lines were fucking brrr. I was on it towards the end. Now that I know how to do it and I got one under my belt.
So how if you're doing something intricate,
the glue underneath is drying.
If you're doing something intricate, it's fine because as long as you get like as long as it. Or do you have a projector that like that's mirroring exactly where you need to sew all the colors in?
So you outline it and then you just know what color has to be what.
Yeah, damn, that's cool.
But yeah, it's really awesome. I had so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
It was really soothing. I don't know how to explain. I guess that's like what you feel like when you're doing like knitting.
When I'm knitting, yeah, you're just using your hands. It's like, I don't know.
How much did it cost for that whole thing?
I think the gun was like $150.
Oh.
And then you got to buy the yarn for it and then build the 2x4, get the canvas for it.
Once you have that 2x4 thing built, that's the thing you need.
I'm excited to do more though.
I want to come do one.
Yeah, it's really fun. Do one too.
It's really fun.
What would I design?
You could do any that carpet that's under our table in the living room. I feel like that.
Yeah, you could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people get crazy with it. You can get like insanely good, and you can go in and you basically take like hair clippers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you could put different levels on it so you can make that the Komodo dragon raised up, and you can have the orange be shaved a little bit lower so it's like 3D and stands out.
Oh, okay. That was my next question. How far could you go when it comes to like details on the rugs?
You can go crazy with it.
Damn. That's crazy.
But yeah. It was really fun. I loved it.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm proud of you guys. Did you guys film the whole process?
Yeah, I filmed like most of it. I could show you guys what it looks like.
Cool.
But yeah, it's really cool. I loved it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't have any. I don't. Have
you didn't make me. You didn't make me a rug.
No, I didn't make you a rug. That was the last thing I was expecting. Was a fucking
really
Komodo rug. Yeah.
Your assistant came over and was like, "This is really cool. Like, where did you get this done?" And Jordan was like, "We made it." She was like, "Yeah, but where did you have it made?" And he's like, "No, we literally made it." I just didn't even know you could do stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen all the TikToks for it. Just in my head was like, this is very intricate and probably really expensive.
You have to go to school to like learn how to do it.
Exactly. Know what they're doing. Because
the way they edit it and put it together, it makes it seem like it's very, very hard to do it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that hard to do it.
It's not that it's like insanely difficult. It's just patience. You have to be like, it's kind of like coloring, you know, or drawing something. You kind of got to like take your time with it and knowing how to like put, like how hard to push into it, how fast you can do the line.
Cause it just sometimes like, would it ever get like tangled or like it would knot up? You'd be like, oh shit.
No, it's just sometimes the yarn will pull out of it and then you got to rethread it back through.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be careful too. Cause it's a big thick needle, probably like this wide
and
to a point.
Wow. Quick.
And it goes, bah, 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 and it goes in and out. So you can rip a hole through the rug and like fuck it up. So you have to be like super careful.
What would I make?
My dumbass would be.
Boom. It has a whole yard going through.
But the weirdest thing, as I was doing it, my middle finger started going numb the whole time, and like I couldn't feel I still can't feel my finger.
Is there vibration from the
I don't know if that caused it, but I have no feeling in my finger.
I think you might have some.
Yeah, and it's been
maybe it was the constant like just like
I don't know, but it's been numb for like 10 hours.
Does it feel cold? Weird.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, when you sit your feet go numb and it's tingly, like you feel that sensation,
yeah,
and they're kind of cold.
Why is it not going away?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing.
Maybe.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Well, sleep on it and let us know if you feel that finger.
I know.
He wakes up his whole like arm and stuff. Like,
no, he wakes up. He just can't move.
I am getting a little nervous though. Anyways, that's my rug.
Nice. Did something happen with your pants, Zane?
Well, we had
the funniest fucking morning of my life.
We had a, I don't know what happened Saturday. We just had,
it was an extravaganza.
We just, I just like really let it all out. You know what I mean? There's not much happened that's like worth telling throughout the day. It was just a lot of just partying and drinking and it was just, I feel like everybody was out. The whole city was out because it was Memorial Day weekend. So everybody was just like, let's all just day drink. And then I woke up. And my pants were ripped.
So
in half.
He woke up and literally he was on his knees but face on the couch. Like, I have a picture of it. He was on the ground and then he was folded over.
Pants are ripped from bottom to up.
My pants were ripped from like the inside thigh. Just
that's your pants?
That's his pants. But it was ripped on the thigh, and then he woke up and he couldn't find his phone, his wallet, his keys or anything, so he started having like a meltdown.
Where are you waking up at? Your place?
David's.
Oh boy.
And he's freaking out and he's like, I can't find like my shit. So then he got frustrated and then he looked and he saw the rip and then he just
I got so pissed because I really like those pants. And so I got really angry, and I just fucking ripped it all apart. And I'm not gonna lie, I was walking around with my pants all ripped up like that. It looked pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Don't post that content. And
I didn't throw it away. I'm keeping it because I'm gonna make a statement.
You want me to sew it back into a rug?
Actually, yeah. If you that'll be fun.
What kind of underwear were you wearing?
I have
just your typical black briefs. Zane's black briefs.
Nothing special. If I was wearing like pink avocado underwear or some shit, I was like
right. Some MeUndies. Like, yeah. Sometimes
those are the underwear I was talking about.
I love MeUndies, but then sometimes I've been like caught like in my MeUndies, and I'm always like I feel like a little boy because it's like
MeUndies like shows a little too much.
Yeah, it's like spaceships. Yeah, so I'm just like oops, sorry. Like,
it's really good underwear. You just see too much sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's way too comfortable.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't know what color underwear I was wearing. I just know that like I had a really rough night and my clothes were ruined.
So you were being funny though, like when you were drunk and just decided to rip them up. No. You didn't.
This was the morning after. He was still drunk though.
Well, the morning after, yes, you woke up and they were ripped, but yeah. Something happened when you were drunk and they ripped and you intentionally ripped them, right?
I was just very upset. That I couldn't find any of my
shit. Probably ripped climbing the billboard. You're like, we climbed the billboard?
I saw that. I thought that was an old video.
I forgot that we did that.
We can't even like repeat.
I forgot that we did that. Wow.
Did you see him, the naked video?
Yeah.
You saw the naked video too?
Yeah. Yeah,
Susie texted it in the group chat.
I didn't see it.
Oh, we did.
Am I not in the group chat?
Well,
You're in the video.
Well, wait, but like I saw it, like, you know, you hid your privates in between your legs.
I love to tuck it in when I'm drunk.
I told Heath that. I was like,
you pulled your pants down before tucking.
Oh,
you
didn't
tuck and then drop.
Oh, I didn't.
I gotta
look back at that video.
I don't.
I've never seen Zane's penis.
We were fine until
that. I can't believe you can still walk up on that billboard after all of these years. They haven't locked that down.
I think it's just too much of a headache to put a lock on that top door, and because there's workers in that hotel that like have to get up there every day, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but you know, it was very irresponsible on my part. God, it just happened. I can't even be like it was a long time ago.
You know, it was a different time.
Person,
who took this picture? You?
I didn't take that picture.
Someone like laid out those short. Like they're selling them on Depop. Looks like the way that like is laid out. Yeah. They were like making them look like.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeezy pants.
Yeah, right.
I'm just so happy I didn't throw them out yet because I do really want to wear those again.
I don't think you're gonna be able to.
No, I really think I could. I see people wearing more ripped up shit than that in the streets of LA.
Is your ass out in the back? It doesn't even look like the seam makes it all the way around.
You know what? It kind of looks like what that girl in The Road to El Dorado wears. That girl, the white skirt.
Oh, The Road to El Dorado.
Wait, what's that movie called?
What?
Wait, I thought you said Hotel Dorado, and wait, he said
Hotel. What's that movie?
The Road to El Dorado, that Disney animated movie.
What that white girl, the girl in that movie wears.
Look up the girl, Road to El Dorado girl.
That's literally what that shit looked like.
That's funny.
Don't ask me how that was the first thing I thought of. Yo, she's a baddie.
Jesus, yeah. Sane.
Dude, she has some cheeks out for a Disney movie. Yeah.
That's a lot.
She got some cheeks.
Dude, that is cheeky for Disney.
Wait, did you
what every Instagram a model is trying to be right now.
I'm definitely going to mess this whole thing up, but did you see who sings I love me and I love myself and I don't need anybody
else? Hailee Steinfeld.
Did you see that people were like finally putting two and two together? She performed that song at like a Disney something. She was on stage and there was kids watching, but they showed her performance, and that song is about masturbation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
And we finally, like, they wrote down the lyrics, and she was singing it, and I was like, oh my gosh.
And they're playing on Disney Channel?
I mean, it sounds like a kid, like, I love me, and I love myself.
Oh, it's I love life.
No, it's I love me. She's talking about,
I don't
like,
need anyone else.
Yeah.
It's
the lyrics leading up to that. They're really bad.
I've never really listened to the lyrics.
Look up the lyrics really quick. Yeah. But I love me, Hailee Steinfeld. Look, when I get chills at night,
she goes,
I feel it deep inside.
Without you, yeah. How to satisfy keeping the tempo right.
Wow. You, yeah.
Pictures in my mind on
replay.
I'm going to touch that pain away.
Oh my God.
I know how to scream my own name.
Scream my name.
I love me.
Gonna love myself. No, I don't need anyone else.
I take it nice and slow, feeling good on my own without you.
And she's singing this like on stage.
It's gonna love myself and I don't need anybody else.
Got me speaking in tongues, the beautiful it comes.
I'm gonna put my body first and love me so hard till it hurts.
I know. Scream the words. A la 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 la. Now that's
wow. That's the I did not know it was about that.
That's crazy.
Haley. See,
I would have never. I mean, I don't. Again, I don't fucking hear lyrics in songs at all.
You know, oh shit. That Madonna song is about a blowjob. Which one? I want to take you there.
I want to take you there
in the midnight hour. Like a little,
I'm down on my knees. I wanna take
you. Oh yeah, you like there, a little prayer.
It's like about you call my name. Yeah, it's like that song's like about
maybe all sex. The older songs were about sexual stuff.
The thing is, at least it's subtle and they're not just bluntly like that's my problem with today's music.
Mm. It's too in your face.
Like leave it to the imagination. That's what makes it good.
But
right?
I kinda like that pot that pussy in my mouth.
No.
You know, let's go to bought that shit.
I'm gonna squeeze that dick and I'm gonna rap for hours. It's like, it's like leave something for the imagination, you know?
Dripping it's like on, then and
dripping
now,
on the side
put
of it.
Your hands on my shoulder. I'ma suck that dick and I'll choke on it.
Stop.
I'ma choke on it.
It's terrible.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's cheap.
It is pretty wild where we are when it comes to how
open and out there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty
because
crazy.
Kids are singing it. Like, do you know what you're saying?
They do now.
Hold on. What's that song called? The
I take no dick but a suck on it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't take big dick but a suck on it.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
God, I can't stand it.
You can sit on it.
That's what they say. I can't take big
can't
dick.
Can't take big dick, but I suck on it.
Is it suck on or sit on it? Or wait.
No, it doesn't matter. No, I was just.
It doesn't know.
Yeah, I was just pulling on Mariah's
third leg.
I was about to say something.
See?
Else.
Imagination.
Imagination.
I was thinking about this the other day, like speaking about music. I wish I was around in the 70s or like the 60s, 50s, where everybody in their cars, everybody had their windows down and they were listening to music, but there was only like a few radio stations. So everybody was listening to the same song at the same time driving around.
Yeah.
And you would hear people all, like, I feel like there had to have been this insane sense of like togetherness. Like, imagine like you're just driving and everybody around you at a stoplight is all jamming out to the same song.
But you
song.
Know what? That wasn't that long ago because I remember being a kid.
And people would listen.
Yes,
people were listening to the same radio stations on the road. Because you couldn't.
Really?
You couldn't
there's a lot of radio stations, but in your town, there's only two that you can listen to before it gets staticky.
I just feel like everybody had like CDs. I always just had a CD in the car.
What's, no, ours was, we always just did radio.
Yeah, we didn't have CDs.
What's really cool is how, this was like up until I feel like, maybe early 90s, record stores used to be open like until like 4 a.m. because if you were, say, at like the dance club and you heard a new song and you were like, gosh, I love that, you could listen to that song for the rest of the night. So after you heard that song, you're like, let's go to the record store and buy that album
so
we can take it home
after
and
party.
Keep it going.
Those listeners were dedicated back then. So anybody popping back then, that means they had a loyal fucking fan base.
Did you have chicken pox?
I did have chicken pox.
Same here. I don't feel like kids have chicken pox anymore because there was like a vaccine for it, right?
I'm not sure.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I know I never caught it.
So many people have chicken pox scars though too. Have you ever seen that? Like on people's faces?
Is it a scar from the shot?
No, it's just that they itch their chicken pox so much. I feel like I see that kind of often on people's faces, but like obviously it don't make them insecure being like, what's that?
My friend Ella, she has this like scab from a shot.
Where was she born?
Out of the country.
Brazil. But it's an immune. Is it an immunization shot?
Yeah.
How can a shot like that give you a fucking?
It's that
mark
ring.
Like that?
It's a bunch of needles in a circle like this.
Oh, I didn't know the shape of it. Okay,
it's like one punch.
God, I didn't know that.
Lot of kids I knew like growing up who would come from like a foreign country had that like scar.
Were the shots set up like that? Like, why did they have to be? Like, leave marks.
It was probably just to get it done quick.
It was a different country.
It was
I think it was just like a bunch of shots in one, and they just like, instead of being like, here's one, here's another.
But poor thing, you left them a fucking nasty scab.
It's like one of those pens that has multiple colors going around.
Yeah.
They just pushed it all at once.
Oh, it pushed it all at once. Didn't you feel like if you push them all together, like the world will blow up?
Oh, yeah. The smallpox vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, she has that. She has that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, why would they leave out a scar like that? It was usually my friends from like another country.
Is it a bunch of needles? Is that what it is? Because it looks like it's...
Did he just make that up?
Because it looks like it's a bunch of...
Why does the scar... Scars like the smallpox vaccine scar form...
Amber alert. Silver alert. Missing endangered elderly. Oh, I always want to go out and just find...
Wait. Missing... Say that again?
Elderly person
missing. I didn't get it yet.
Did you hear about the mom who is suing Apple right now?
For what?
For an Amber alert that her kid was listening.
Wait, pause. We got to shut that off. Okay, go.
Her kid was listening with like the AirPods in at like a, just like listening to like a music video or something. And it blasted the Amber alert sound at like full volume. And it punctured like the eardrum or something like that.
What?
There's no setting to like not blast that sound.
Okay, 12-year-old boy.
Oh, 12. Oh, that's pretty old.
What was he listening to?
Has anybody ever gone to Amber Alert with the headphones in their ears?
I haven't.
I've never, no.
No.
All right, well, that happened in 2020. There must have been a verdict, no?
Apple is accused of...
I think they sued for like $75,000 or something like that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Nothing's worse than the McDonald's coffee lady. I will never forget that.
The hot coffee? Yeah, that one is crazy.
How much money she get?
It was like millions.
Way too much.
What happened?
I did a project on that in school when we had to pick a lawsuit. That was what I picked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was the coffee didn't say like caution... like hot or may burn or something like that. And it was just like, she spilled hot coffee on herself.
She had it in between her legs in the car and it spilled and she got third degree burns on her legs and she sued McDonald's.
And made a couple mil?
I'm pretty sure it was, I think it was at least $1 million.
That like,
we should send her some Kremota coffee.
It was, it's the equivalent of 5 million in 2021. So back then it was 2.7 million.
How bad? I bet the burns were pretty bad though.
They were bad.
Do you think that, am I sounding like an asshole? You know that the coffee's hot.
You feel it if it's between your legs.
You know, it's not like,
she was old.
Sweet old lady. And this looks like it was in the 80s. This looks old school. This is like early 80s.
She's older. She's fragile. It's gonna.
It also
like shouldn't be as hot as it was. Like, yes, coffee should be hot, but it was like it. I think they tested it. Yeah, it was like.
Got it. Okay.
Coffee should never be that hot.
So she got the money because that coffee had never been that hot.
My uncle one time when we were kids, we were having like a big water balloon fight, and then at one point we ran out of water balloons, and we were like just filling up cups of water and just going up and throwing it on one another. And my cousin Nick, he was probably like 6 years old at the time, he decided to go up to like the water machine and make it super hot, and he goes outside and he has it
bro, that's hot.
He's in front of like my uncle Ronnie, and my uncle Ronnie's smoking a cigarette, but the hot cup is steaming, and he's like, oh yeah, well this is really hot. And my uncle Ronnie goes, oh yeah, it's really hot, huh? And he goes, and he hits it onto my cousin, and it's hot water all on his chest. Like, my cousin was an idiot. He was 6 years old and was just trying to be funny with hot water, but he had it go all on his chest, and it just burnt him, dude.
Oh man, crazy.
Did he get scars from it?
No scars, thankfully not. But he was like in like pretty serious condition for like the rest of the trip.
It's crazy how hot that water gets from those coolers. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Do you have like an irrational fear of like acid attacks? I think about it all the time.
Like someone coming up to you and throwing a bunch of acid in your face?
Never.
Never, no.
I always like, my family always has like shows like that on where it shows like attacks and stuff like that. I grew up on IDTV, so in my head, this stuff happens all the time. But there's been so many people that are just like, in a parking lot or whatever it is, and somebody just runs up with like a cup of acid.
Gotcha.
And it's awful. And I just think about what.
Where do you even buy that shit?
I don't know.
You can whip it up at home. Acid?
Yeah, you can whip that shit up at home.
I don't know the recipe.
I don't know the recipe, but I'm just saying.
Baby, that's all you need is a hot tea and cocoa powder. Put it in the cup.
I have a weird fear of like, like a snake sneaking into like my house and it's just in my closet.
You guys
I get scared it's in my toilet.
Like dark rooms or something. Like I walk in a bathroom, like I'm worried like a snake has like somehow found its way and is burrowed in just a weird place. Like, I don't know, some freak accident where a door was left open and it made its way all the way.
It's happened before. Snakes would get into events all the time.
Yeah.
You just open up a drawer, just done. Done. That's it. Like,
what?
I don't like that freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't get how people have like snakes in their house, just in their like fucking tank.
The feeling of having a snake in like a glass enclosure and then just like going there one morning and it's not in the tank anymore, I would freak.
You literally like, have to close up shop.
Imagine going to feed it and it's just not in there.
That happened to my buddies in college. I went down to San Marcos. They were going to Texas State. We all hang out. We smoke a blunt. We're all chilling. And then we're like playing video games and I go over to their snake cage thing and I go, where's your snake? And they go, oh yeah, about that. I don't know. We like left it out like a week ago and we haven't been able to find it. And I go, what the fuck? I'm staying here tonight, dude. And they're like, it's fine. We think it like got out and I had to sleep on the fucking couch.
Absolutely.
High as hell. Like,
dude, fuck that.
With a snake somewhere. No. Somewhere in the house.
How big was it? Or what snake was it?
Like a boa constrictor.
Oh!
But not like, probably like as long as this table.
I don't get it.
I hated what, because I had a friend who had like a big snake like that. And I hated that they had to feed him like
live rats. Cute
little mice. They're cutest mice. And like, you're just seeing the mice being bought and you knew that this mice was about to get fucking swallowed whole by a snake.
My friend had one and we had to like put it in its mom's bathtub and then we would drop the mice and it was just this hell inferno thing and we'd sit there and just wait for this little mouse to die.
It's truly evil that like we would sit there.
And why wouldn't you just like drop it and then like walk away? You for something in us wants to watch it. You know what I mean? You like sit there until it does it and you're like, oh no. That's you don't just like throw it in and then.
I think that's part of the charm why people who buy snakes is they just like watch that.
Death.
They love that shit.
You know what? That makes sense. Sick.
Yeah.
Sick world. It's a sick world we live in. Some sick people.
Did you ever like the movie Sleepover?
Love. I watched it recently.
Star-studded cast.
It's so good.
Steve Carell is the neighborhood cop.
Yep.
You have now Oscar-winning Brie Larson, who plays one of, like, not even the popular girl's friend.
Yeah, watching it now, it's Evan like, those Peters. People are in it.
Evan Peters. That's a comfort movie.
Is it an older movie?
Sleepover.
It's a chick flick. It's with Alexa Vega. She was young.
Alexa Vega! My friend in Florida was cousins with her.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Alexa Vega from Spy Kids. I was so starstruck.
You know Alexa Vega?
I don't know Alexa Vega. Sorry, I had a friend that was cousins with Alexa Vega.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. She goes to our church.
She does?
What? Never seen her.
What does she even look like now?
The same.
She looks just like what she did in Spy Kids?
I think she kind of got a boob job, right?
Did she?
I don't know. I googled some pics and looked like, I don't know. She got some titties. She also had three children.
Maybe y'all, Spy Kids 3D was ahead of its time.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. I'm still waiting for that shit to exist.
I never liked them.
Spy Kids 1 is amazing. Spy Kids 2, not bad. Spy Kids 3D is not good, dude.
I liked all three. I forced my mom to take me to watch the first one.
It's a cuckoo world.
I'm down to actually watch it again very soon.
It doesn't kind of hold up.
The Spy Kid? No, the first one.
The world's smallest camera.
Is that the thumb people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Mr.
good.
Mr. Flugel, right?
Oh, yeah. And he's still a big actor now. He's still in a
Alan,
lot of shit.
Alan Cummings.
Yeah.
Remember like the bigger girl in Sleepover?
Yeah.
And she like goes, no, nobody likes me. They think I'm fat. And she goes, would you rather date a guy who eats celery or a brownie? Or she goes, would you rather eat a piece of celery or a brownie? Yeah. And she goes, I guess a brownie. She goes, well, then date guys who like eating brownies. What the hell?
That's terrible advice.
Yeah. Maybe cut that out. It's too niche.
I love that.
But imagine like if you were bigger and like one of your friends said that to you. It's just like a weird way of being.
If someone said that to me, I'd be like, thank you for that advice. I truly want. It was cute advice to me.
It reminds me of people saying not to watch Mean Girls because it's fat phobic.
Oh my God. Did you see that? Did you see that post?
And they're like, it's called Mean Girls.
Yeah, like, if anybody complains about being offensive.
You want the movie Mean Girls to be a nice movie?
Yeah, that's no fun.
How does that fucking make sense?
That's funny.
I love it.
Who wrote that article out? Unbelievable. Mean Girls is fat phobic. No shit.
Promotes bullying. You don't say.
Mean girl. That's a mean fucking girl.
You're a mean girl.
You're a bitch.
Mean girl, Tatey. Tatey.
You're a mean girl, Katie. You're a bitch.
I'm from Africa with all the little monkeys.
Oh my gosh. That's, oh, what a classic.
It's crazy. You if you watch that movie again, like,
it's one of the most cool.
I'm thinking about the edit. Watch that movie again. You'll see how many big fucking actors are in that movie. It's insane. The cast.
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
You just never realize who they actually were when you like watch it.
Like Amanda Seyfried, Rachel McAdams.
Them, you know, but like just like the side characters.
Oh, did really? You know? I never noticed. Oh,
she would be from Allentown.
She went to our rival school.
All right. Wanna come out and play the game. It's never too late.
Hey, all right. The name of the game is How Many Drinks Will It Take to Take Your Friend Home?
Opposite sex.
So have you seen the trend on TikTok where like a guy will go through all his friends and they'll be morphed into girls. And then he tells you how many drinks he would need to have before he takes his friend home.
Shit, I don't even count my drinks.
Well, no, it's pretty much
rating them on how much you would need to drink in order to find them attractive. Okay. But we're about to get canceled right now saying that we're not going to have sex with one of our guy friends that looks not attractive as a woman.
Let's play the game.
Oh, this is me. Hey.
Wait.
That's Matt.
It's not the most attractive picture of me, though, but... Oh.
Oh my God.
Wait, you look like my sister.
That looks like Jason's assistant.
What? I thought you looked like my sister.
It kind of looks like my mother.
Kind of looks like your cousin Serena.
Yeah, it looks like my family member.
Bro, that looks just like Jess.
Zane's like, I'd fucking hit. All
right, not my tie.
You look like a teacher.
Should we go around? How many shots?
I guess.
Well. Oh, I don't think Matt likes this game.
Yeah. He gets like really like upset.
Well, I don't really even take shots. I would have to be like pretty drunk though.
For that?
Yeah. Like I wouldn't approach her.
Well, I agree.
If she approached me, if I was really drunk and I was like, this is
Matt, well that's weird.
Stop being mean to her.
That'd be your sister, Matt.
I'm trying to like play it differently in my mind. Sorry.
I think I would have at least
15 drinks.
70, I would say 7 to 8 shots.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. Okay, cowboy.
I'm gonna need me a whole bottle of Fireball.
Oh, like a small handle.
Oh yeah, a whole handle.
That's like I need Fireball for this one.
Yeah.
Oh come on, I feel like I'm. Oh,
what? You're getting the worst.
Yeah, that's a terrible picture.
Well, let's see.
All right, let's see Zane.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Wait,
that looks like.
Who do you look like?
That looks like Claudia Oshry on the Morning Toast.
I wish we could change your outfit.
Throw
me off.
Wait, did it turn it into a blouse?
Yeah.
Go back to the original.
Are there tits on my...
Okay.
Oh, I thought because I said... Okay, so a little light went on my shirt, so I thought it made tits.
That's funny.
I'm not going to lie. That's a dope outfit for a girl.
I don't know.
You look like somebody who works at like a high up company and you have a powerful position.
I mean, you look like a receptionist at a salon.
I don't know. You look like a startup for like a dog food or something.
So this is
like we're a real laid back office. CEO, bring your dog.
CEO of Chewy.
CEO of GoPuff.
Yeah.
Wait, so how
oh
many
Oh boy,
wait,
this go one's back, go gonna back, be
go back. No, no, how many shots? That is the game.
Not my type.
I'm going to be honest. I think more than Matt.
That's fine. I have very very sharp male features.
It's giving me like blacked out on the billboard at Saddle Ranch that I would need to be.
I get it.
You seem in your mid-30s.
Yeah, I do look much older as a
woman. You look older as a woman.
Older.
Yeah, that stinks.
Oh, boy. Now we have Heath.
Oh, I know exactly what he's going to look like.
Oh, my God.
Chanel. Oh!
You're like Halsey.
Oh, my God.
I would do 2 shots.
Dude, honestly, easiest. Those lips. Oh, my gosh.
You look gorgeous.
The eyebrows need some. I wish he didn't pluck them.
I just don't have eyebrows.
No, you look very 2000s.
Wait, if you look really quick, he kind of looks like Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Look really quick. Just
I don't know how that is.
Wow,
you look gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous. You have very plump lips a girl.
The nose is really nice too.
Yeah, and the rosy cheeks.
Thin eyebrows are in, man.
Yeah, what lipstick?
That may be what your kid will look like.
I hope.
Okay, I honestly, three shots.
You would, two.
I would say four. Okay. Four shots.
Very attractive.
I'm not gonna be able to sleep at night after this. I already know I look like a guy enough.
All right, turn her into a girl.
Oh,
I look like my brother.
Wait, that looks like me.
No, that's.
Oh my god, it does look like Zane. Oh my god, it is Zane.
Why does that look like me? Well, it, I look like, it kind of looks like your brother.
It looks like my brother. That is literally my brother.
Whoa. Yo, that's Italian right there.
Yeah.
Cut the mozzarella. Yeah.
Yours edited better than ours edited as a girl.
That's freaky how much that does look like your offspring.
Oh.
Okay, how many shots?
Well, he looks like he would buy bottle service. Like, he looks like he would buy bottle service.
He's into crypto. Yeah, yeah. Like, he's got it going.
He is a club promoter, and he drives a Mercedes.
But way too much into crypto. It's like, shut the fuck up.
And he is, like, doused in cologne.
Yeah.
Spicy cologne.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yes, baby, with that purse. Let's go.
I wish it was a different picture, so it looked a little more, believable.
We're looking past the dress, Mariah.
I'm not.
Are you? I don't know. You kind of do look like a prince.
Yeah.
I'd say 1 to 10, I would rate it. Not shots. I'd rate it 7.
Yeah.
He's a good looking dude.
I would say so.
Y'all are just being nice.
Y'all stop playing.
Okay, now we got David.
Oh, no. I'm not going to like this one. David.
This is going to be weird.
David's always pretty cute, though, when I've seen pics of him as a girl, I think.
Oh, I don't.
How often do you see pictures of him as a girl?
Wait, I take it back.
He looks like the girl from Righteous Gemstones. What's that actress?
Oh, yeah.
This is giving me horse girl energy.
Yeah.
Like,
he's engaged. He's got some cheekbones. I'll tell you that.
I don't like to look at this. I don't like looking at this.
That's pretty crazy. He looks like he doesn't leave you alone.
Oh man. I blacked out. I want to wake up and I don't want anybody to talk to me. I don't want them to tell me anything about last night.
Like, you're not texting this girl after.
No fucking
ghosting.
Way.
Ghosting.
No way.
But she's blowing up your phone the next day.
Yeah, like, hey,
she will not leave you alone.
Everything cool?
Her name is definitely Sarah.
Yeah.
That's Sarah.
Last night was so much fun. We should do it again.
I'm not sure how this picture is going to turn out, but bring it on.
Todd.
That literally
this could be
his mom.
A dental hygienist.
Yes, it is.
But a sexy dental hygienist.
I don't know. I'm not drinking anymore. I'd be like, I'm going home. No.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Wait, why does it look like Kelly Clarkson?
A little bit.
Yeah, kind of. Very circle.
Honestly, he had a lot of potential. He had a lot of potential because I'm seeing some features where I'm like, oh, okay. But when you put it all together, it's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, open the robe.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Let's see the rack.
It definitely looks like that could be his mom.
You know, Yard House, where you can get the full yard of beer. It'd probably take that.
Yeah.
to myself.
Yeah. Oh, just beer drunk. Beer drunk is
just a whole yard.
I've never had a tower of beer.
It's so fun.
Me neither.
I've never had it once. Every time I'm with a group, like we always see it, we're like, that looks fun. Not once as a group.
Dave and Buster's.
Let's go to Dave and Buster's and do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I will. After my psoriasis, we'll celebrate with a tower of beer. I've just never had it. It looks so fun.
It is fun.
It's a vibe.
All right, we got Jason.
Let's go.
Oh, I hope it does Henry too.
Oh my god.
He looks like Henry.
Wait, why'd it turn him into a child?
He's a female, so like a little younger, you know?
Oh man, I can't answer this.
He looks just the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look the same with longer hair. Nothing's really changed.
This lady is feeding pigeons in the park.
Oh yeah. Yo, it's giving Home Alone. Yeah. I'm lost in New York.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm Nancy, just trying to find some fun in life.
Oh, but I would love her to be my aunt, though.
Yeah, she's
looks so fucking cool.
She looks like
sweet.
She spends a lot of time in Phoenix.
How are you getting this right?
Well, you don't spend time in Phoenix. You lose time. Okay, this may go over well.
Yeah. Scott.
I could never take a photo of myself like that.
Whoa.
Dude,
Zane is like sober.
Linus the muscle, she can get it.
Yeah, the muscle's like a little scary to me, but
the hair looks gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's really good hair.
How do they do this?
And plump lips, huh?
That may be if Jack and Scott have kids.
Wait, it kind of does look like Jack.
It has like Jack's hair.
That's weird.
I would say three shots. Yeah. Or no, two shots. Three shots.
Is it lowered again?
Three shots. And pretty girl.
Oh, boy. Here we got Jonah.
What is he eating? Nick. Cheetos? Look at his thumbs.
Jesus.
I don't know what I'm going to say. Wow, you slammed that. I don't know what I was expecting.
It's what I was expecting, but not at all, too.
I really thought I was going to see him, like, in a new light. Like,
I bet she's low-key funny.
You're a mean girl.
She is low-key funny.
She seems like the sweetest thing.
But can be a bitch if she wants to, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, Stephanie.
Didn't think you had that in ya.
I feel like she works at Jonah's Kebab.
I can see her as a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I'm saying.
I can see her.
Oh, I forgot that we're even have to. I'm passive. I bet she's real sweet though.
Next.
Okay, Natalie.
Okay, we got Natalie. We're being so mean to our friends.
She's gonna look perfect. All right, go. She's gonna look hot. Nah. Whoa. She looks like a scam
artist.
She
looks like she owns a hair. Yes.
Yeah. Tinder swindler.
Yeah, that Tinder swindler right there.
I don't know. That guy looks like he owns a hair salon down in like Brentwood. Yeah. Like, how we doing today? Here we're gonna.
Oh, you know where you're finding him? Mykonos nightclub.
Oh, and he doesn't leave.
He does the day night.
Drinking, night drinking, everything. Yeah.
This is crazy how technology is getting like this.
I'm liking the ones girls turning to guys more. I think it's like editing it better.
Yeah, I feel real.
How is it editing it better than us when all you got to do is just put a hair and makeup?
I think it has to be like crowdsourcing all these different types of photos of men and women and understanding the features and
not
angles.
A bad hairline too.
Yeah, good hair, good beard.
Yeah, Natalie.
Oh
no, you're gonna look like a Russian.
Come on,
Russian princess.
This is our last one.
Oh.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Hear me out. It's kind of a mix between Arya Stark and Lord.
Yeah.
I don't see
Arya Stark at all. I see Lord.
I see Lord.
It's just like a good Catholic schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Looks like a cousin.
Lord buying Zila Fitness. go. Lord buying Zila Fitness. Go.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Lord, I've been really trying this new pre-workout in a powder called Zila. I think it's one of David Dobrik's his friends, and it's just helped me relax and welcome a new.
I just wanted to hear Zila in that.
Zila? That sounds like
Zila.
Didn't know she had an accent. Also, just found out that Dua Lipa has an accent.
I've never heard.
No, she Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa's from England.
Yes, I just found out.
She has an accent.
It's beautiful, like a good posh accent. Yeah.
Yes.
All night, son, I got you.
You don't really hear when they're singing.
If you want to talk about it,
but why don't they sing in like a?
Because it doesn't sell to Americans.
Yeah.
Type in Dua Lipa talking,
and it's not
no
fake.
No idea. No,
it's just like it's real elegant. Like they. I don't know. It's more articulate, and it's not like she's like Law, or she's not like Adele from like Essex.
Oh yeah.
I'm done with the conversation, babes.
What is Dua Lipa's accent? Honestly, I have no idea.
That is crazy.
Okay, wow, that really answers a lot of questions.
Where
did
y'all think she was from? Like Missouri?
I thought she just had a normal like voice. I just thought she had like an American voice. Yeah.
That is wild.
I thought she was fucking born here.
I found that out yesterday.
Dude, we've seen Dua Lipa live in concert before.
I haven't.
I don't know. You're at Lollapalooza.
That was a rough night. No, I was not at Dua Lipa.
Oh, I remember that night.
You were in a fight
with your ex, and you were like...
That was a bad night for me. And I think half the night I was looking for you guys, so I was like lost. Dua Lipa was performing, but I was lost on the other side of the festival.
That's right.
I was not sober. That's for damn sure.
Shit.
Cool. I actually like her more now. Yeah, she's cool.
You should date her.
She would never go for a girl like me.
I was trying to do an accent.
No, Dua Lipa, she would never go for a guy like mine.
Somebody recently threw a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa.
At first, I thought it was like a joke. I didn't think it was like a real thing that happened because I know I just saw a video like a few weeks ago of a kid that was doing like a prank around the Mona Lisa. So I thought it was just like some sort of prank. I didn't think it was like a real thing that someone threw fucking cake on the actual painting. But isn't it a fake painting up there anyways?
That's what I heard too, that they wouldn't
for years I've heard that
putting the Mona Lisa
for
on
shit like this.
Yeah.
Then why even then
go
why,
look at it?
Why go like, look at it?
It doesn't make any sense.
I think people go to look at it because they made an exact replica of it and they know it's in the same building.
Okay, right. So man throws cake at the Mona Lisa.
If you're
Lisa.
Confused, this guy disguised himself as an old lady and then he stood up and threw cake at the Mona Lisa.
Hilarious.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Get a job.
Was he trying to...
make a statement?
Make a statement, like...
A climate protest.
Okay, that made sense.
Nothing says climate change...
Like cake.
Like cake on the Mona Lisa.
He goes, think of the earth. These are the people...
Wait, I'm surprised he's not being tackled right now. Like, it looks...
Well, because there's a piece of glass. If he actually...
Oh, it's a...
There's a piece of glass over the Mona Lisa, dude.
Oh! There's a glass in front of the painting. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all.
A piece of cake at the Mona Lisa for climate change
protests. Yeah, I think it's more silly that this kid thought he was doing something.
Who is seeing that? Like, you're obviously protesting to try to like get people involved and
is anybody going like, yeah?
Wait, you
like,
know what? Well, you throwing that made me
that doesn't make me pay attention to climate change though. I feel like there's better ways to promote something that you care about than to throw cake at a painting that a lot of people I feel like are attached to.
That'd be a good fun Halloween costume.
Mona Lisa
with just cake on it. Like, do y'all remember earlier in the summer where the guy threw the cake? That's what I did. Climate change.
And then it'll be the disguise, like you're
the lipstick.
Yeah. Your friend's in the wheelchair and you're the painting.
We're seeing a
couple's costume.
We're seeing that on a shirt tomorrow. I'm surprised that I haven't seen somebody have that on a shirt yet.
Wait, what? The Mona Lisa? Mona
yeah,
Lisa
just with like the cake on the, like, as a shirt.
Are that many people talking about this though? I feel like this is good, like
I could see it on a shirt. I could see one of those fucking those trendy LA like clothing stores putting that on a hoodie in a fucking heartbeat.
I definitely either dreamt this or my brain came up with it, but in my head the real one is like somewhere in Italy and you look through a little hole in the wall and you can see it. That's where my head is at right now. But I definitely made that up.
You look through a hole
like,
in a wall.
Say there's like a stone wall. There's a little mini like, window cut out and there's a line of people and you go in and you can see the Mona Lisa.
Maybe there's another painting that like has that as a.
I don't know how I would come up with that. There's got to be something or I dreamt.
Yeah, it makes sense. So it's like protected behind this like brick wall.
But
or something
I feel like I made it up.
That's a little
that's
weird.
That's not true.
But seeing that many people around it like that, that's pretty crazy how it's like, I didn't think that they would allow that many people in one room to be surrounding.
If it was the real one, it'd be different, right? It's not the real one.
It is the real one.
Oh, it is.
I don't think it's the real one that's hung up. I really think they protect that shit in a wall.
I think certain times of the day, maybe there would be a reason why they would put up a fake one. If there was like a big party or something there, like if it would be prime moment for like a heist.
But no, are there actual
I feel like
it
should be more protected?
Like art thieves?
Yeah.
Like
isn't the Scream still stolen?
You didn't see the documentary? It's such an interesting documentary on Netflix. It's about robbers who robbed an entire museum.
I thought you were going to say the movie with The Rock.
Isn't it Salvador Dali's The Scream? Or who painted The Scream?
It was these thieves that stole like all like the most priceless piece of art.
Oh, and it was recovered.
It's still missing.
Yeah.
But they found some of them in this one of these.
Oh, good.
Where's the Declaration of Independence?
That's in D.C.?
But like...
Wait, go back up.
You go to the...
Hold on. That looks like something like a parent would hang on their fridge that their kid did.
That's not the actual one.
That's the painting.
No, it's not. That's not the actual one.
Yes, it is.
Wait, what's the one that I see all the time on the
Maybe
internet?
Maybe Starry Night?
Go to Google Images and search The Scream. Well, I think there is like one that you think is more...
Looks like that. There's no way that's the actual drawing.
Yeah, that is it.
That is the first time I've ever seen that.
You've probably seen a more like duller.
I've seen.
Wait, Zane, I feel like I agree with you. Like, did it look?
That looked like a children's painting. There's no fucking way that's the one I've seen.
I thought it was like really painted.
Yeah, it was like paint, not like with crayon.
That looks bad.
Mandela effect.
That's literally a crayon. It's look, a pastel, that's a fucking crayon.
It's not painting. It's pastel.
Pastels.
I don't. That shit looks like fuck. I don't ever remember it looking like that.
That would be something if you drew it in class. The teacher would pull your parents aside and be like,
"And it's
this is a little bit creepy."
And it's darker. The one I saw is darker. There's more green on the top.
I think you're thinking of Starry Night.
That's what I said. Starry Night.
Let me see Starry Night.
Starry Night looks just the same. Starry Night's like pastels.
No, not this one.
Sick of Starry Night.
I'm over it.
It's so
there's no
out.
Way that's the, there's a, I will, no.
That shit ain't that good.
What do you mean that ain't that good? Starry Night ain't that good for the time?
Matt, if your kid came home with that, you'd be like, oh, very good.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
Okay, don't say, right. Don't say for the time because we were carving and chiseling rocks into the most beautiful sculptures that are true. Insanely detailed and
correct.
Wait, what's
but
that?
But that was also before, like.
What's that? This version of Scream is one of four. One of four what? Scroll down. Made.
There you go. One of four made by Edvard Munch. Find the other ones. Because I know that fucking is not it.
They all look the same.
Wait, so the buys, wherever the hell that realtor's.
Sotheby's.
Whatever. They own it.
This money hungry motherfucker, he saw that one did well, so he just made three Zane, more.
That dark one, is that the one you remember?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's what I had in my mind.
Okay.
Squidward.
They all look
closer
so
to that style, but still not.
They all and it look was, so different.
This is fucking a load of horse.
That's it. That's what I remember.
Is given third grade project.
I wish we had a TV on this side so I can make my neck even. This shit hurts.
Did you see my dotted drawing?
You do.
I think that was better than that.
I agree. I really do. I think my rug looks better than that.
Did you see the art piece where the guy was running on a trampoline and he kept going back and forth over and over?
With the stairs and the trampoline?
No, it was just a guy just running
oh,
back and forth.
Oh, and he has the crayon and he draws on the side
of the
wall.
He draws it on the wall.
Yeah.
That was so pretty. What the hell is that?
He just jumps.
So just imagine. So there's a bunch of people just like just watch. It was like a, what do you call it? Like, is it an installment? What is it called?
Like an exhibition.
Like an exhibition, right? And it was, this guy was just running along the wall and had a trampoline. And he drew on the wall just a line from where he was running and then jumping. Back and forth, kept jumping, going back and jumping. And everyone's just like.
And he's making it look like he's a fucking visionary.
Oh boy.
Like, I really want to see how it turned into, but I would not sit and watch a guy going.
You know,
but then
I
feel like people get like mad at you when you make fun of it. It's like.
You're not seeing it.
I mean, art has to be critiqued. Calling art stupid is a little blindsided.
Oh no, I don't think. I
but
didn't
you
say
can
art
say
was
that's not for me. You can actively say that.
You know who I have a lot of respect for? People, chalk artists.
I love where it looks
just,
3D.
When it just gets rained away.
Oh, that type of stuff.
It's kind of zen.
It's a mate because they're unbelievable artists. You know what I'm talking about? You know, chalk on the ground.
Yeah.
There's people that make insane 3D.
Oh, yeah. That shit is crazy.
I just want to know, like, if they were almost done and then it started pouring and they didn't get a picture of it.
Yeah, it's just temporary. Have you seen the sand guy who puts sand on a clear chair? He shines a light over top of it and it projects the shadow underneath of, like, whatever his art is. And he just rearranges the sand on the chair and he does the most insane
sand chair art.
All right, guys, thanks again for watching another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Hope you had a blast. You can check out this episode every Monday on audio form on Spotify, Google, and then you could watch the video form of this podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. I was not reading anything. I was trying really hard to remember that.
It was really good.
Thank you. You could always check out our coffeekromoto.com. We have every flavor in the book. We have about 40 flavors on the site if you go check it out. Everything is available there. Kromoto.com.
I think you hit it all.
Patreon?
Oh yeah, you can always check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, $5 a month, and you get
everything you've ever imagined.
You get 40 flavors. Early access to the episodes, ad-free. You're going to get a bonus high episode every single month. We have alternating guests that come on sometimes. Mm-hmm. Brittany Broski episode. We've done quite a few, so make sure to check that out.
You can only pick one. You can only think of one.
We had Susie on.
I had Alicia.
We had Alicia.
I was kidding.
I just don't want to ramble. But yeah, we also have a Discord on there. We do live Q&As every month. And we just post random things on there that we find funny.
I wanted to talk about
we also keep recording the podcast for like another like 10-15 minutes. And it's just a an unwind with Unfiltered. And we kind of just like hang out here and everything's off the record.
We talk shit about either the episode everything. Or shit that we don't want public. You know, we call it Unwind with Unfiltered, baby.
And you can find that on the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane.
It's basically what happens when we stop recording.
So right now we're about to unwind.
It's basically we're going to unwind right now.
They
right.
do this to me every year.
Bye guys. We're going to eat ice cream.